great pleasure to introduce Professor Mike Gordon. He's from the Department of Food and Nutritional Science. And we have a number of students here who will be going on to study in that department. How many people here are going on to study? Well, we have a very enthusiastic Food and Nutritional Science going on. He welcomes questions at the end of his lecture, which is about chocolate, a topic of interest to all of us, I think, on one level or another. And Professor Gordon has published... Can we stop the chatting over here, please? He's published 80 research papers and 5 books and a number of reviews as well. So he's a very learned professor that we're going to have a lecture from today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can you guys hear at the back? Person at the back in the green shirt, can you hear me? Thank you.
Good. Okay, that's fine, yeah. Good. Good morning, everybody. It's nice to see such a big audience. Okay, when I was asked to give a talk on a topic that was of interest to both scientists and non-scientists, I sort of thought for a few minutes, and then I thought, well, one subject that's dear to many people's hearts is chocolate. Is there anybody here who doesn't like chocolate? Put your hand up if you don't. Oh, the odd one, but not many. And indeed, there have been surveys of the population about how much they like chocolate. And this is a recent survey from women in the United States. And that showed that the average consumption of chocolate is more than 5 kilos per person per year. More than 93% of the population eats chocolate. 3% feel guilty about eating chocolate, so chocolate isn't... Some people feel they shouldn't be enjoying it, but they do. 67% prefer milk chocolate to dark chocolate. And 52% feel that eating chocolate makes them feel happy. So some people turn to chocolate when they're feeling a bit down, and they eat a bar of chocolate and it makes them feel happy. So what I want to do today is to talk to you a bit about where chocolate comes from, how it's made, a bit about the history of chocolate making, and a bit about the quality attributes, what manufacturers think consumers require when they buy a bar of chocolate. So let's start off by looking at where cocoa comes from, because cocoa is one of the most important ingredients of chocolate that gives it its flavor. And cocoa is derived from the fruit of the cacao tree, which is the name is Theobroma cacao. That's the systematic name. And that actually means food of the gods. So for centuries, cocoa has been identified as a very special food with very special qualities. And this green band here is the band of covering tropical rainforests, which is the main area where cocoa trees grow. So a lot of cocoa comes from Central and South America, some from regions of Africa, and some from Borneo and Indonesia. And those are the main sort of cocoa-growing countries around the world. And cocoa is often a very important economic crop for these countries. We'll talk a bit more about the economics later on. Okay, let's start off by looking at the history of cocoa. For many centuries, cocoa was drunk as a drink before the actual bars of chocolate were developed. And we know that cacao trees were common in Central and South America hundreds of years ago. The tree was cultivated by the Maya people in Central America and also by the Aztecs. And the Mayas go back to 250 in the current era, 250 to 900 in the current era, and the Aztecs around 1400 in the current era. So the history of cocoa is, we know that cocoa was an important crop for these peoples many hundreds of years ago. So Theobroma cacao means food of the gods, and that was the name that they gave to the trees that produced this fruit that they associated with very special qualities. And cocoa beans were used as a source of currency and for the production of a spiced drink which was called chocolatl. And 100 beans were enough to buy a slave. So each bean had a very high value to the local population. And it's reported that the Aztec emperor, Montezuma, drank 50 jars a day, and it was associated with being an aphrodisiac, which means that it helped his sex life. So it was obviously a very special drink with a very high value and with very important properties attributed to it.